USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the latest House impeachment hearings on Monday, Stephen Castor, the top House Republican lawyer, claims President Trump's conduct does not meet constitutional impeachment standards of high crimes and misdemeanors.
The record in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry does not show that President Trump abused the power of his office or obstructed Congress.
But according to the Democrats' attorney, Barry Burke, President Trump abused his power.
By conditioning a wanted White House meeting and a needed military aid that had been approved in order to get that president to investigate a political rival.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the FAA to finish a study involving legroom on airplanes. It was due in October, and the New York Democrat says without federal action, airlines could shrink the space between seats even more, although there are no facts to support his claim. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A former Fed Reserve chairman has died at the age of 92. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker is dead at the age of 92. He served as chairman of the Federal Reserve under Presidents Carter and Reagan from 1979 to 1987. Also helped shape American economic policy for over six decades.
Michelle Obama and Julia Roberts are in Vietnam as the former First Lady and Oscar winner begin a two-nation tour to encourage and support girls. Joining them is Today co-host Jenna Bush Hagar, who sat down for an interview with Mrs. Obama.
The truth is that working on girls' education is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, the three women are meeting with local girls' education organizations under the Girls Opportunity Alliance. From Vietnam, they'll travel to Malaysia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
While thousands of folks are watching the NFL game for the competition on Sunday or Monday, there's a select group that are not paying attention to the score. Jeff Miller is the NFL's Executive Vice President of Player Health and Safety Innovations. He tells NBC 26, the NBC affiliate in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they're always looking to make the game safer for the players.
The league's investing substantially in terms of time and resources and experts. We're putting money against better performing helmets. We're trying to innovate with new communities around how to build a better helmet prototype, and in fact, about a $3 million challenge out there right now for new ideas. We're working on better and improved cleats, better improved turf systems, so that the lower extremity issues, injuries we see, will eventually be mitigated.
A longtime game show host is back after having emergency surgery. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.